I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Living as a Christian in North Korea is extremely difficult, but Open Doors USA says there are very few, if any, Christian children. A young child doesn't always understand the danger and what could happen if they mention their faith to the wrong person. Open Doors recently shared the story of a North Korean man whose Christian parents never told him about their faith. He could see them reading a book late at night that they hid, but it wasn't until he and his mother escaped North Korea that she told him about Jesus. Open Doors' Kristen Wright explains.
To share the gospel with your child or to teach your child about your religious faith or inform them of that would be really something that would not only put you in jeopardy, but it would also really, really jeopardize your child's future.
Let's be praying for encouragement for these Christian families in North Korea. And Myanmar and Bangladesh officials are talking about Rohingya refugees returning to Myanmar. But Asian Access's Pastor Peter, who spoke with Christian workers at the refugee camp, shares it's a bit more complicated.
They are so much worried about the document. And they said that in order to have a document, they have to pay money. One person has to pay 70,000 jets. So these things are going on there, and I'm afraid that many may not be able to come back to Myanmar. Cannot say that it is safe now.
According to Asian Access, most of these refugees are undocumented because the government confiscated their papers. Asian Access leaders are providing encouragement through ministry and providing life skills training for refugees. As a result, 1,000 Rohingya have come to Christ. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.